Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 8, verses 46 through 59. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 8th chapter. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God, but you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. How do you respond when you are dishonored? Do you demand respect? Do you lash out in anger and pride? Are you so confident that your anger is really righteous and true? Yet I, Jesus says, I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Here we see the righteous one dishonored, the glorious one deglorified, slandered, called demonic and a Samaritan and whatever else the Pharisees could toss at him. His glory is maligned. His life is put in danger. His passion has begun. We see a glimpse of his trials here, where he would remain like a sheep before his shearers, silent, opening not his mouth in his own defense. And yet today the Lord is far from silent. He has lots to say. He fights severely with the Pharisees. And the Pharisees are losing. They know it. But they're in too deep to stop now. Their bruised egos lash out with all of the wisdom that our anger usually can muster, things like name-calling, and the best defense of all, "No, you are." Well, we quickly see who the devil is here. This is what it means when the scriptures say that Jesus is the stone of stumbling found in Zion, the rock of offense. Those who trust in him are not put to shame. The one who is of God hears the words of God. The reason they do not hear them is that they are not of God. They are not on his side, nor will they have him come onto theirs. And so the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him, the scriptures say. Jesus divides the whole world this way. Those who will have him will have all of him, all of his truth, and they won't be ashamed of any of his words. But those who will stumble and struggle against him, however trivially, however sillily, they lose everything. Hear their questions to him. Who are you? Who do you make yourself out to be? Where are you from? What have you come to do? The Pharisees ask these questions devilishly. They are evil questions in their mouths because they are not asked in faith. My Father honors me, Jesus says, of you whom you say he is our God, but you have not known him. It's evident now. But at the very same time, don't ignore this. Jesus comes from the opposite direction, not against them, but for them, always. His replies are not to seek his own glory, to defend himself. He is fighting even here to save those who will hear, to save them. As surely as he came to save you and me, that is his glory. The answers to these evil questions, and even what Jesus says, they are promises and words of life to those who hear. He reveals himself as the sinless Son of God. Which one of you convicts me of sin? Jesus has none. And his sinless life, full of compassion, comes from the Father who sent him. That's whose character you see at work in Jesus. Jesus is who he is. The I Am. Jesus is the truth. His word is truth. And he is the Son who comes to set us free indeed, as he said just before this. And whoever keeps my word will never see death. Well, at this, the Pharisees have had enough. Now we know you have a demon. And you may be tempted to say the same thing. For we all know many Christians who have been struck down. But I tell you truly, death has no dominion over them. Let us repeat it from yesterday. The resurrection is the solution. Before Abraham was, I am the resurrection and the life. Is Jesus greater than Abraham and the prophets? Absolutely. Abraham, who died, died in the hope of this Messiah. And the prophets who died live now in Jesus and will be raised bodily again. What then does this contest today show? And why do we hear it now? Why do we hear it a week before our Lord's Passion? Well, this shows us that he indeed is the mediator. He is the Lord who stands between petty, self-righteous, and angry men and the deadly wrath of God, even for would-be murderers who refuse his word. But whoever does keep my word will never see death. The word frees from death's power because he himself will die. That's how it gets its power. His word is the word of a sinless substitute. That means if you have Jesus as your substitute, then you are a son of Abraham. And thus we too rejoice to see his day. That is the day of Christ's sacrifice when his Father lifts him up in all of his glory as mediator for the whole world, when he did not hide himself from the hands of sinful men, but willingly gave himself up for them to save them, to save you. And we rejoice also to see his day of resurrection, when the Father indeed vindicated him, as this week's psalm sings, proving that Jesus' words are forever true. Whoever keeps my word will not see death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.